Wilma, Wilma Deering, Deering, 1013, 55, 74, 76. Hey, how old are you if you're born in 55? Quick, quick. She's a 70-year-old woman. She's a 70-year-old woman who takes care of herself after her husband died. Then her two children passed away. Because they passed away and she was so upset, she has smoked herself to death. She says she's short of breath now all the time. She needs oxygen, but she hasn't been able to afford it. She's too weak to go to the doctor. The neighbors have noticed how terrible she's doing, and they ask for the community liaison to get involved and refer patient for hospice and palliative care. She doesn't want to go back and forth to the hospital any longer. She was hospitalized twice previously in the past year or two because of exacerbation of COPD. She keeps taking the blame for all the smoking she's done, but then she says she's had a hard life. She's a very special person. She's a welder and a machinist, which is unusual for a 70-year-old woman, period. She did smoke a lot, and she says she's still smoking and hasn't been able to completely quit. She has a history of COPD, bipolar disorder, anxiety, chronic pain. She's in desperate need of steroids. She says that's the only thing that helps her and wants her to give her steroids. She's also having exacerbation of COPD with discolored sputum. She also has a lump on the medial aspect or midline aspect of the left thigh that it hurts and was red before, but it's not red anymore. It is freely movable at this time. She does have symptoms of neuropathy, anxiety, and air hunger as well. Surgery, 2 breast lump surgery, but no cancer, tonsillectomy, allergy, penicillin, tramadol, last hospitalization related to exacerbation of COPD and tonsils years ago, and the breast lump, of course, and some kind of hernia surgery. Medication, trazodone, 50 milligram once a day, lithium, 300 BID. Again, she wants steroids. She's not on steroids. That's the only thing that helps her. She was on Talon number 3. That helped her with pain in her legs and symptoms of neuropathy that she doesn't have anymore. Review of system as above, with shortness of breath, weakness, leg pain, arm pain, anxiety, weight loss. She went from 159 to 120. Shortness of breath at all times, difficulty with speaking. She needs oxygen. At one time she was on oxygen, but they took it away, she said, because she couldn't pay for it. No hematemesis, hematochiasis, seizure, convulsion. She does have low extremity edema as well. Family history, heart attack, stroke in all siblings, in mom and dad, hypertension, diabetes, and had a daughter that had cancer. Well, of course, has nothing to do with the family history, but she wanted to mention that today. On exam, 147 over 89, pulse is 110, O2 sats 88 on room air. Heart positive, small positive is 2, rouse and wheezing. Abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with hand lesion, logical non-focal, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema, 2.5, 3 centimeter mass. Left leg midline, upper thigh. Assessment, 70-year-old welder, machinist woman with COPD, severe, corpopulmonale, hypertension, pedal edema, right-sided heart failure, hypoxemia, in desperate need of oxygen, desperate need of nebulizer treatment, severe weakness, decreased appetite, weight loss of 159 to 120 in the past year, now with a mass on her right thigh, hematoma versus malignancy versus lipoma. Next number, exacerbation of COPD, Levaquin 500 once a day, which should help the shortness of breath, sputum production, and also to see if the lump in the left leg goes down. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number, patient will have an oxygen by tonight. Next number is nebulizer treatment. Next number is Talon number 3 for pain. Next number is Neurontin 100 milligram TID. Lily and the nurse is going to discuss with the medical director. Next number, she definitely meets the criteria for end-stage COPD with O2 dependency, hypoxemia, shortness of breath, weakness, weight loss, right-sided heart failure, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next member will evaluate the lump after she finishes the antibiotics. Next member, strong family history of coronary artery disease, stroke, diabetes, and high blood pressure in the past. Next member is not interested in any further hospitalization. She was hospitalized multiple times with exacerbation of COPD. Next member is bipolar disorder. Next member is resumed lithium 300 BID. Next member is continued with trazodone for sleep. Next member, she may need a provider services. We'll see how she does with the hospice nurse and aides. Next member, she lives alone. And that's an issue after her husband passed away and after her children passed away. Next time, she definitely has depression associated with her symptoms, which resuming trazodone and lithium should help as well. Next time, flu, COVID, and pneumonia vaccines are up to date. Next time, she was offered a cane because of her unsteadiness, weakness, and difficulty walking, but she has always refused it. And does not want to use that at this time. Next time, she remains high risk of fall, of course, at this time as well. Thank you.